Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank God for one more night. Hallelujah. The Lord has truly blessed us all week long with the word of God from the women of God. Hallelujah. And tonight, we're going to have another blessed woman of God come to bring the bread of life unto us tonight. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And I thank the Lord for all that has transpired, all that has gone through for this week. Glory be to the name of the Lord, that he has truly blessed us with the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. I'm your host of Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. And this is our first annual women conference. Glory be to God. And our theme is My Father Has Blessed Me. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And we have a young lady coming tonight. Glory be to the name of the Lord, a woman of God that's going to come and speak what thus says the Lord to us on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. At this time, I'm going to read our scripture that I have read for the week. And then I'm going to say a little prayer. And I'm going to play a song. And then I'm going to have the introduction of the speaker. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me see. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The scripture that we've had all week long is Psalms 115 and coming from the 15th verse. Ye are blessed of the Lord. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. We are blessed of God. Hallelujah. He has blessed us with one more day. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And that's something to praise God for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to give you honor, glory, and praise. Lord, we come to worship you on tonight. We come to tell you thank you, Father God. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this week, Lord God. Thank you for your word, Father God. Thank you for your provision, God. Thank you, Lord God, for your healing, your restoration, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your forgiveness, Lord God. Thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. Father God, we thank you for all you've done, all you're doing, all you're going to do. God, we just glorify you because you're God Almighty. And we love you, Lord, and we thank you for all things, oh God. Hallelujah. And I ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless, Lord God, this conference as it continues to go on, Lord God. Bless the woman of God that's going to come tonight, Lord God. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that your spirit will use her mightily, oh God. Hallelujah. That everyone that has ears to hear will hear what thus says the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for just being God, but not so much as what you've done for us, but who you are in our lives, oh God. And Father God, we just glorify you. We glorify you because you love us so much, Father God, that you gave us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because of him, Lord God, we have a right to the tree of life, Father God. And for that, we say thank you. But not only that, Father God, he came and he prayed, Lord God, and Father God, you send us your Holy Spirit to comfort us, to guide us, to teach us, to transform us, to renew our minds, to bring all things back to our remembrance, oh God, to help us, Father God, on this journey, Father God. And for that, we say thank you. Lord, we thank you for keeping our families, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for just watching over them as they went out and come back in, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that are hurting right now, Father God, because of things that are going on in the world today, God. But God, we know that you are a comforter. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you and we glorify you. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah.
How can I live?
Yes, Lord.
How can I move?
Yes, Lord.
How can I be?
Glory.
Without you.
Without you, Lord. Hallelujah.
How can I stand,
yes,
in
Jesus,
the midst of pain? I can't go on.
I'm
Hallelujah. Stay with me, Lord. Stay with me. I need you. Hallelujah. I was looking for the prophetess Hubbard to come and introduce our speaker for tonight. But I spoke with her a few minutes ago, and she was ministering with someone, and I don't think that she would be on the line for a good while. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce our speaker. Our speaker for tonight is Evangelist Carmelita Hubbard Ely. Amen. She is a member of Pastor Hubbard. She is a member of the. Hold on, just a minute. Oh, good grief! I was trying to get her on. She's trying to call and don't call me, and I can't get my phone myself to answer. So I'm just going to go ahead and finish introducing the speaker. She's a member of the Divine Connection prayer line on Blog Talk Radio every Monday night. She's also a member of Sincere Women on the Move for Christ, the pastor under the leadership of Pastor Prophet B.J. Hubbard. She is married to Bryant Ely. She has one daughter. She is the author of a book called Out of Darkness. She is a woman of God that is praised. I have heard her praise. She prays the word of God with a sincere heart, with the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that the Lord will use her in a mighty way tonight. And I pray that you will take heed to what the word is saying to us tonight. So I'm going to turn it over to Evangelist Carmelita Hubbard Ely. Amen. Carmelita.
Praise everyone, giving honor to God, to our Lord and Jesus Christ. I thank God for the opportunity tonight. I thank you, Dr. Dorsey, for giving me the opportunity to speak with all the other anointed speakers of the night, all the women of God that have spoken during this women's conference. Tonight, I will give you some background story. Because my topic is coming, first of all, I'll give you the scriptures, and also just to allow you to be aware, tonight the Bible that I will be reading scriptures from will be the NASB, which is the New American Standard Bible, just in case if the wording is different. I just make you all aware. And my scriptures, the point of context scripture is about Martha and Mary, the grieving sisters. So the story context is coming for the death of and resurrection of Lazarus. So John 11:1-44. So I'm going to try not to read all the scriptures that's in there, but I will read some of it so you can, those who may not know that story, have the content of the story. And I will give you a background of the family first, and then I'll read the scriptures as well. So Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, some words connected them in this story and the scriptures of what God gave me tonight. I will just kind of, like I said, tell you the content. Martha and Mary and Lazarus were brothers and sisters. Their mother was Eutychus, and Martha and Mary's father's name is Cyrus. Lazarus' father was Cyrus. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus came from wealth. They inherited several properties from their mother. They lived in a castle of Magdalene, which was 2 miles from Nazareth and Bethany. Martha spoke to be the oldest sisters of the siblings. Martha was known for serving others, and the main person story that she's known for is serving Jesus, which if we go to the scriptures, which I will read later, is Luke 10:38-42. Also, sisters, just wanted to give a definition of that, is a woman or girl in relation to each other or a close female friend or associate. Martha was the one who kept house and cooked. That was part of her nature. And I can even say I think I'm more like Martha, but have some Mary tendencies to me, and I believe all of us have some Martha and Mary, depending on what day or the week or the year that the situation going on. Mary was the middle child. Mary could be considered the wayward child. Mary was the same Mary Magdalene who was beautiful and had a lustful spirit but was delivered by Jesus. And she also was the woman who washed Jesus' feet with precious oil, or they also known as the alabaster box, which is in Mark 14, 3 through 9. And when they talk about that was scripture, like I said, it was in Mark 14, 3 through 9. While he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper and reclining at a table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial, very costly perfume of pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured it over his head. But some was indignantly remarking to one another, "Why has this perfume been wasted? For this perfume may have been sold for over 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor," and they were scolding her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you bother her? And she had done a good deed to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you wish, you can do to them, but you do not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body and beforehand for the burial. Truly I say unto you, whatever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken in the memory of her." And then also I'll go ahead and read the scriptures about, so you can have a context of a Mary where I was saying that she was a hard worker. If you look at Luke 38 or 42 for your hearing. "Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village. A woman named Martha welcomed him into her home, and she had a sister called Mary who was seated at the feet of Jesus listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparation. She came unto him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister left me to do all this serving alone?' And then he tells her, 'But the Lord answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and both bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" So that's the context of Martha and Mary. And then for what I've known or was able to find, that their brother, who was also Jesus' friend, and he had health problems. So now I'll kind of go into the content of reading some of the scriptures and then go further into the word. So I'm coming from, again, this context story is coming from John 11, 1 through 44. But I will start with 11 and 1. "Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. And so that the sister sent word to him, saying, 'Lord, behold, whom you love is sick.' But when Jesus heard this, he said, 'This sickness is not to the end of death, but for the glory of God, who that the Son of God may be glorified by it.' Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, then stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, 'Let us go to Judea again.' The disciples said to him, 'Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and you are going there again?' Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, but he sees the light of the world. But if anyone walks in the light, he stumbles, because the light is not within him. And Jesus said, after that, he said to them, 'Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go so that I may awaken him out of sleep.' The disciples then said to him, 'Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover.' Now Jesus had spoken of his death, But they thought that he was speaking of literal sleep. Plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sake that I am not there, so that you may believe, let us go to him. Therefore, Thomas, who called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go so that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found he had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, and Martha stayed at the house. Martha then said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give it to you. Jesus said to her, your brother will arise again. Now Martha said to him, I know that he will arise again in resurrections of the last days. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me will live forever if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, and even whom come into this world. When he has said this, went away and called Mary, her sister, saying secretly, the teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she got up quickly, was coming to him, and now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but she was still but was still in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, when they saw Mary, got up quickly, went out, and they followed her, as supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep. Therefore, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him, and she fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, you had been here, my brother would not have died. So the context of this story, again, is we're going to be talking about, we know if we go all the way 40 to the 44th verse, we know in this story that God blesses a happy ending, but we know that there's always not a happy ending. But in this context, we're going to stop because we're talking about the process of them grieving. And so we know, if you don't know the word, at the end of the story, God raises Lazarus from the dead, which was a blessing for their family that he was raised from the dead, and they were able to see God's miracle and reunite with him, and God's glory was shown in that hour. But right now, what I want you all to know of the family, of the death, and the grieving sisters, Martha and Mary, is the content that we're staying with, focus on how they handled their grief. And there are 7 stages to grief. And I looked these up, and it's shock and denial, pain and guilt, anger and bargaining, depression and an upward turn, reconstruction or working through, acceptance and hope. Studies show that it can take 6 months to 4 years on average to process grief. But everyone processes grief differently. Mourning is often used as a description of the diverse social expression of grief. And we all have dealt with some type of form of grief in our lives. Grief is stated to be a psychological phenomenon largely as an emotional reaction to loss. Loss occurs when an event is perceived to be a negative by an individual involved. It results in a long-term change in someone's social situation, relationship, or the way of viewing the world or oneself. Death is one of the top events to loss, but there are many others. Personal loss, vision, hearing, mental capacity, infertility, chronic pain, illness, rape, domestic violence, interpersonal loss, divorce, ending of a friendship, death of a loved one, material loss, loss of a job, leaving one's country through wartime and trauma, becoming homeless. Symbolic loss. Losses related to racism, reentry to adjustment to home culture. Intangible psychological losses include change in self-worth due to harassment at work or a job, demotion or change in sense of control or safety due to a crime. I can see myself in many of these ways of having loss, and you all may have connected to some of the definitions of grief and loss. The story of Martha and Mary dealing with their brother Lazarus can be familiar to us all. We will see in the story of Martha and Mary, feelings towards Jesus during grief wasn't the best, because Jesus didn't come before Lazarus died, and how they processed him not being there on their time. We are like the sisters in the sense that we want to ask God why he isn't in place for us, for things or circumstances we want him to fix or do on our time and what we want. Even how Martha and Mary felt, they had a personal relationship with the most precious gift of God's Son. They had a direct access to the Father through Jesus. God gave us direct access through the Holy Spirit, which we can read in John 14 and 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I say to you. The Comforter. In emotions of Martha and Mary took Jesus for granted for a moment. They felt Jesus should have showed up when they called Jesus, which we can see back in John 11 and 3, where they stated, "So the sisters sent word to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." We can be in the same way when we expect God to move on our behalf immediately. We should ask ourselves a question. Do we move when God asks us to move? Who are we to put God on a timer? And as to Martha and Mary to putting God on a timetable, they should have been more humble and grateful that they had Jesus as family. They had direct physical access to Jesus and the Father, and they got too comfortable. We can never be too arrogant and or be too careful when we are coming to God. Sometimes we get beside ourselves and forget the access and favor we have. They forgot and expected God to answer the call immediately. We have to remember the old saying, he may not come when you want him to, but he will always be on time. The word but, the definition used to be an intro to a phrase or a clause contracting with what has already been mentioned. Lazarus died, but he shall live again. The verb of time, plan, scheduled, or arranged when something should happen or be done. We can't put God on a schedule or a plan him in our lives. We have to trust and have to have faith that God will always be in place for us on his time. Remember the word that there's a the word that says in 2 Peter and 8. Excuse me. But do not let this one fact escape your notice. Beloved, that the Lord's one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. Please please don't get me wrong. Grieving is a process we all have to go through, but it's how we go through it. But we have to be careful how we talk to God in pain. God hears our cries, and he knows our pain. He hears, he knows when we're hurting. God told us that there would be trials and tribulations, but praise him. If we look at John 16 and 33, these things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulations, but take courage. I have overcome the world. They got angry with Jesus about their brother's death. We've gotten angry with God for why someone has died, someone has hurt us, lied on us, betrayed us. Betrayed us, and for all and other things that may have happened in our lives. We are like God. You have to have the power. We are like God. You have the power because them to live and or some people bold enough to say they are mad with God. I apologize. Hold on. I'm just looking at my words. Okay, I'm sorry. We are like God. You had, speaking to God, you had or have the power to cause them to live. And or some are bold enough to say they are mad at God, but they forget all the miracles God did for them. In doing, Martha and Mary had the opportunity to see Jesus at his work directly. Wow, so they know his power and his anointing. But Jesus loved Lazarus and Martha and Mary as family. Jesus had his own way of dealing with grief as Martha and Mary did. In John 11 and 35, Jesus wept. So we can tell that we know that Jesus had emotion and love for him, and even the fact that he told his disciples previous in the context that he was going to show that Lazarus would live again. So in his mind, he was not, to a certain degree, we could look at it a form of denial that he was dead, but he also knew who God was, that he would be raised from the dead. This story also should also show it doesn't matter how saved you are, we are humans. They were humans. And they had human emotions dealing with loss. Jesus had a human emotion. He was flesh for a time to feel what we feel. And Martha and Mary had natural feelings of loss and grief, but they also should have trusted in the Master that he has a plan. We have to trust in God. In every situation, he has a plan and a purpose for all we go through. The definition of love. It's an intensive feeling of deep affection, a great interest or pleasure in something, feeling deep affections for someone, family, a group of one or more parents and their children living as a unit. It can also be something to do with love, compassion, support, and not by blood. We can look at 1 John 4 and 9. By this love of God was manifest in us that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. If we look at John 3:16, where it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. As I begin to come to a close, God has shown me that Martha and Mary are sisters. We are sisters in Christ. We all have sisters in God. God showed me that Lazarus' death can represent a brokenness or death and or a death that sisters and God can have, where situations can happen, misunderstandings, hurt feelings, some even lies. And both sisters called on God as Martha and Mary on why the relationship is broken or dissolved. But when God's servants call on him in hurt and pain, God can restore. Look at John 11 and 6. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. I felt there was something about Jesus staying away 2 days longer. I don't know if I missed it at the time, but when I was writing my message, God has spoke to me, we or you may have to wait a short time. You may have to wait a little longer. You might even have to wait for years. But the God of grace can still restore the relationship, bringing sisters back together, and by the love of God, which is in Ephesians 4 and 2, and with all humility, gentleness, and with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love. So forgiveness, communication in these situations, that God can bring all these things together, but it comes from his love. These are women walking with God and calling on God for restoration. But there are times God may not restore because the relationship doesn't need to be restored or it's not the season. But our God still faithful, still God is so faithful in our lives. Being that these women, this is a women's conference, God also showed me something about Martha and Mary were on the same page in Luke 10 and 38, 42, where Martha was working, Mary was learning, and sometimes we are working when we need to be learning, and there are some times we need to be working. So it's sometimes in the situation where we go through with God, we have to know when it is time to listen, learn, hear his word, hear his what he's trying to say to us and speak to us. And then there's sometimes God wants us to put our hands to the plow and want us to put our feet to the ground and do the things that he's called us to do in this time and the season of God. So we have to know when those times are going on that we have to be willing. Who are we going to be where God is calling us at that time? All of us have probably had Martha experiences and Mary experiences. And then there are some times where we have been Mary and Martha where they're going through grief, where we're going through grief, whether it be from death, physical death, or it's been death of a relationship, death of a business loss, or just different things that there's so many levels of grief. And as I have gone through different things in my life, there I'm learning more and more as I'm being educated. Grief can come in so many different forms. Loss can come in so many different forms. Pain comes in so many different forms. But again, it goes back to how do we deal with it? How do we press through? How do we get through? How do we evolve in those situations? So even we can see that in Martha and Mary in the story, that how there was moments where how they came to God, not the best. And there's times we know if we think about our lives, we've not always come back to God in our best because we're in pain, we're hurt. But we also, I thank God for how he humanized Jesus to the fact that he showed how he felt as well, emotionally. So God, you know, Jesus has experienced things that we have experienced as well. And so we can look back at, but the death of Lazarus, they went to Jesus, they were on the same page, where they were different in Luke 10 and 38 and 42, but if you look at John 11 and 21 and John 11 and 32, they both said the same thing at different times to Jesus. If you had been here, my brother would have not died. So emotionally and going through grief, they were on the same page. Even though Martha and Mary, how they're at different times previous, we can see how their relationship was different coming to Jesus. But in this case, they were coming to him in pain. And when you're joined with somebody, your family, sometimes we have the same emotions. You can live in North Carolina, I could be in Georgia, or you could be in Arkansas, or you can be in New Mexico. But when it comes to feeling pain, we don't have to be in the same place at the same time to not feel the same pain and be on the same level. So thank you, God. That just came up just now. That's not on my paper. Maybe I need to do better not looking down at my paper. But I know that connection they had because they were blood sisters. And it's something about even when they say it's twins. Twins, you know, they have a different connection. They can be in two different places, but when something happens to the other, they can feel it. It's something that God gave that, and I think that's the same thing as siblings, that feel sometimes when you need to make that call. But I think that's the same thing as in women of God and the body of Christ. God will send us an unction that, you know what, I need to call Sister So-and-so, Pastor So-and-so. And to me, when you're in touch with God and in tune with God, you could be calling a pastor, you could be a minister, or you could be a prayer warrior calling whatever, but when you're in tune with God, everybody's spirit is humble to be able to receive, my sister is in need. My sister needs prayer. My sister may be hungry. My sister might need $25. But God will connect us in the spirit so we can be there for each other. We can feel each other's pains and groans. And that's why he just brought me to a scripture that wasn't in mine, but I'm going to go there real quick, because when I was going through in the last couple of months, for those who may or may not, and I'm not necessarily going to details at this moment, but I was going through some serious, and there was times where the scripture for me is all I could keep saying to myself. All I could keep doing is just praying and saying, but Romans 8 and 26, in the same way the Spirit, excuse me, to make sure I'm in the right scripture. Okay, so yes, Romans 8 and 26, in the same way the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So there is sometimes soul pain that's in us that happens, things that happen through life, whether it's like we talked about earlier, through loss, divorce, rape, molestation, broken relationships, a loss, miscarriage, infertility, all these different things that can happen. But there's sometimes it can be so hard for us to say what we need to say, but God knows our heart. And his spirit that he's put in us, it allow him to awaken in us and for him to pray on our behalf. And I even looked at, I think, the woman of God last night. I was here listening to the word, and I wasn't thinking about it until she was preaching, but it tied into the word, how even Hannah didn't have words. She came to the Father. She was so much in grief and in loss, but she hadn't even had a child, but the loss of not being able to have a child, the grief of not being able to be the wife or the woman she wanted to be to her husband. So she was in the temple worshiping, praying, but she had no words. She just had that pull from within side of her, but only God could understand where she was and what she was going through, that pain and that suffering. And so sometimes we go through things, and even I was looking at T.D. Jakes today about this, if you have time, The Rainmaker. He just spoke this previous week, this Sunday, I think, and he was talking about there's times where we can be walking around, and he was using examples of women, but it was in context that we all can be where we got our nails done, our hair done, We're looking good. We got our best outfit. If you a male, you know, get that fresh cut, beard tight, you know, wearing some nice kicks, but you're broken inside. You're walking in pain. You're walking in a place that only God can see where you are and what you're going through. But when you don't even let anybody know, unless those who are tapping into the spirit, but there's times where not even that happens, just you and God. And you got to walk that thing out. But God brings that latter rain later. And as that latter rain for Martha and Mary was Lazarus being raised from the dead, but it also can be us and things that's going on in our life. God can raise those dead places. He can bring us to a place of better than what we were before, what we have seen in his glory. But God takes our pain, and it's for purpose. We may not realize the purpose. We might not understand the purpose. We may not even look at it like, God, why me? But we go through it, and God will walk us through it. Just like right now, this word is for me. Like I said, things I've been going through, but God, I have been going through a grieving process. I've had loss. I can say I lost my father 2 days before my birthday 2 years ago. And there are days that I know I probably haven't grieved like I should have, because God also blessed me in that same year to get engaged and get married to my husband. So even in the midst of my storm, God gave blessings, but there's still a process that I'm going through on any given day. But I know God is merciful that he keeps me, just like he may keep you. I have gone through rape. I have gone through a person telling me to have an abortion. I've gone through pain like you would never experience. Even the things that some of the things I wrote in my book, they were from life experience, because life has happened. And I just thank God that, you know, even in the process, when we go through life and we go through grief and we go through loss and we go through pain, we go through issues, we got to, as we grow with God, how do we deal with it? You got to constantly ask God. I don't care if you a bishop, you still go through grief and loss. And there may be some wavering moments, how depending on how close that hit home. Or you could just be a lay member or a babe in Christ. And that might be a whole different type of experience, how you experience your grief and loss in dealing with God. So we all can be at different places, but when grief and loss comes and taps into your house, it can hit home. It can hurt. So it's also God wants us to look at, you lost your brother. But I'm God. I am the Son of God. He made, this story ends in a happy note that Lazarus was raised from the dead. But for us, or some of us, we may not have that experience. We may have to deal with, they're gone. For me, my father is gone. So there is a type of pain that can be there, but it don't have to be aching all the time. Sometimes it's like for me, we're coming up on the holidays. My dad was big on holidays. So we're in the middle of a pandemic. I got to shake and, you know, like, hey, Lord, I need you to help me push through, because now I can't even be with family like I want to be, or friends. And you know what I've been going through, God, but I need you to push through this pain, to not be able to say hello to him and not be able to call him, to wish him any happy holidays or birthdays, because his birthday is, his Thanksgiving is Christmas, and then January his birthday, and then his death around my birthday. So I got some things that I'm still working out with God, but I'm trying to process it the better place, day by day, hour by hour, year by year, moment by moment. But I'm at least walking it out with God, like, God, give me strength to keep going. God, keep the family I do have, build stronger relationships with what I have. And sometimes we get caught up in emotions and situations and not looking at to be grateful what we do still have in front of us, whether it be the husband, the children, the family, the sisters in Christ, because everybody don't have a family. Some people's family walked away a long time ago, and so this new family is their body of Christ. The new family is the people that they connect with in relationships and organizations. Or they do have family, but they're not as close, but they may be extra close to these friends. So it's all kind of ways that it still can make us family. Like in the relationship with Jesus Martha and Mary and Lazarus. They wasn't Martha, Mary, and Lazarus' blood, but Jesus wasn't blood, but because they was connected with the blood of God, the blood of the Lamb, but he was family to them. They opened their doors to him in previous moments of life through we can see in the Bible, but they built a relationship. And so God knew their heart and knew them, and because of that, I think that's why they even had the opportunity to have that relation with him. Even with him calling Lazarus from to rise from the dead, he could have raised everybody in a tomb, but he was very specific to call Lazarus because at that time, yes, he wanted to make a mark of a miracle because God could have raised, everybody who was dead. But it was purposeful for their brother, for the one he loved, sisters he loved. He wanted to make a moment of miracle, but I also did this for my family. And I kind of, God took me somewhere else, and I'm going to look about these final words, but to God be the glory, wherever he took with that in, that for me too. But I just thank God for how he showed them that, or he shows us, as women of God, we can't act like we're so mighty with all these titles, but when we come in pain, we are unexpectedly, for sisters or relationships, our family, our children and husbands, et cetera, or on their sick bed or near death or lost experiences, the titles can come off. We're back to being human, calling on the Lord. Why everyone is different, God also, how he responds differently to us, it doesn't make us less of God, connected to God. In John 11 and 25, back to my core scriptures. Where Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in me will live even if he dies. And Jesus had to remind, even in the story, Martha and Mary, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And he can and he has the power to restore. And he gave the opportunity in their life to raise their brother from dead. But God can also do that for us. As I said earlier, a few minutes ago, he can raise the dead places in our lives. God is God, and he knows our pain. Because his son also experienced all the hurt through death of someone Jesus experienced, sickness and pain from all the beatings, the thirst on the cross, the betrayal of someone that loves you, from the Judas, and having that family experience from the family in Bethany. God sent his son to experience everything we would go through. And he showed us how we can get through it with his power, his love, his anointing, his faith, and he can give us peace. He instilled in us, and Jesus wants us to know that through the death of Lazarus' death, that he still lives and he has the power to raise the dead and those dead places in us women of God or men of God. In our dead ministries, God can raise up. He can raise up your marriage, friendships, businesses. Anything that we feel like is dead, is in a dead space, God can raise it up. So whatever is in your life right now that could be in a dead place, trust and believe God. He can raise it up and raise you up because he is God. So, women of God, we have to trust, and men of God, if on the line, we have to trust God. He said, you shall live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. So I say to you, women of God, live, live, live. May God bless you to his word.
Amen. Whew. Amen. Mm-hmm. Evangelist, that was such a profound message on grieving. I mean, you touched on everything that could be touched on. God bless you. Ooh, wow. That was such a blessed word. Wow, that was really something. I mean, you went from Martha and Mary to us being sisters in Christ and how we should feel and your own personal feelings. Then you went back to Jesus being the resurrection. Wow. Amen. Boy, that was a blessing. That was truly a blessing. You know, I was looking at that message, and the same thing that I was looking at when I was studying it, everything that you talked about with grieving was what I had looked at. And I mean, it was a blessing just to listen to you, how you went step by step teaching us about grieving and the different kinds and how we should feel for one another when one other sister feel that we all should feel, because the Bible tells us when one hurt, we all hurt. When one rejoice, we all rejoice. And if we could really get to that place where we understand that that's how it's supposed to be in us as sisters in Christ, what a blessing. Blessing. I just can't really say nothing else. That was really a blessing. Now, I know you told me you wanted me to open up the lines for prayer. So I'm going to open all the lines up. And those that want prayer, will you please let the evangelist know so she can pray for you? And if you have something on and I unmute your phone, please mute your home phone if you don't want any prayer, if you don't have a prayer request. So I'm opening up the lines.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi. This is Minister McCain. Pray for my grandchildren, please, and just pray that they will get their lives in order, just surrender to God. And it seems like trouble seems to follow them wherever they go. And I'm just praying that God place a hedge of protection around them. And I need you all to be in agreement, but pray that they give them. God give them mentality to not want to do the wrong thing.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God.
Hello.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now. For the woman of God, Minister McCain, God, even in her own issues with her body, God, we pray for her, forgive her supernatural strength and healing. But, God, she came on behalf of her grandchildren. God, forgive me for anything as I pray for any woman or man of God tonight, that anything that will hinder this prayer. But I pray for each and every one of her grandchildren. God, she's calling on you, God, to put your angels around them, God, to also, God, to direct them and change their life and shift them from who they are and where they're at. God, they may know you, but, God, have a relationship with you. So, God, we're asking you, if they're getting in trouble or they're being around the wrong crowd, God, right now I ask you to put something in their spirit, because they have grown up in the church. They know what the word is, God. So I'm asking you, God, you are God of all grace, God, but you also asked us not to be in place that we disrespect you, because you said we could be hot or warm, but lukewarm, you spew us out. So, God, we're asking for you to shift and change their life, help them to continue to be connected with you. And, Lord, we ask you to continue to give her strength and wisdom as a grandmother, God, to
in
pray
name of Jesus.
Steadfast on the word, being the woman of God that she's called to be, and continue to stand that you are God and you would do it in your time. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hi, this is Mary and Motley, and I just want to ask prayer for my grandbaby who's not born yet. But I'm believing the good report of the Lord that baby and mama will be fine as December approaches. And also asking prayer for the leaders on this line and the leaders in this country, Lord.
Amen.
Praise
God. Mama Marion. God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're coming before you humbly once again, God. And we're asking you, God, right now, we know what she is calling on the behalf of her daughter, who is in the process that's pregnant right now, God. We're asking you, Lord, it's coming around next month for the baby to arrive. So we are asking you, God, to keep her womb with that baby continue to be a place of peace, Lord, that when it's time, the delivery will go well, there will be no problems with the mother Judaica and the baby, God, that they will have a safe delivery. The baby will come with no problems. We bind up jaundice or any sickness, disease that can be connected with the baby once he's even born and as in through his growth of life. So we're praying and believing for protection. God bless Judaica and her body. Continue as she's carrying the baby. Bless the Father, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless all the family members connected. But, God, she also was humbly to ask for prayer for all the leaders that's on this line. So we're praying right now that, God, you know our heart. You know the things that we're going through, and you know the situations and circumstances. So I'm praying and believing that every leader, God, whether they're running a direct ministry, God, or they have ministries under their belt, God, or they're just still on the battlefield for you, that, God, that you give them the strength to keep on fighting, the good fight of faith, God, that they will continue to be the leaders that you called in this season and hour, God. We even praying for our country right now, the leaders that are in charge, God. Even temporarily, God, as it's almost time for his term to be up, President Donald Trump, God, and as the preparation as a transition of the guards for President Biden and Vice President Kamala, I pray that, God, that you will touch even the doctors that's in leading and helping us with the pandemic and all the leaders who are having decisions with these, vaccines and the different things. So, God, we pray that they are listening to you, God, your voice as well, God, because they can still be a leader but still also follow God. So we're praying and believing that you just touch and believe and trust that all we will do that, God, we will do it to the glory and the honor of God and also to the people in the body of this country. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Yes. Yes. Good afternoon to everyone on the prayer, on the line tonight. This is Edie Vincent, and I'm asking prayer tonight for my girlfriend. Her name is Melba. She is recovering from having surgery for cancer. Her spirit is sometimes broken, so I'm asking God to just continue to watch over her, and I'm asking in advance for traveling mercy as I go home. I fly home on Monday morning that God will keep me, the airplane, the pilot, everyone safe, and then I, too, would like to ask prayer. True, much prayer for the homeless, because it breaks my heart to see so many homeless people everywhere I go. It's just so many homeless people everywhere. So I'm asking prayer for the homeless people, for everyone in this whole wide world. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God for Sister Edie, God. We're praying right now. She's humbly coming on behalf of her sister, her friend, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying for this woman of God, Lord, Sister Melba. Not sure if she's saved or not, but we're going to say Sister Melba because that's her friend, God. We pray that, God, that you continue to bless that she will heal, God, because you said by your stripes we are healed. So we're praying for healing right now as she just had surgery from cancer, God. We don't know if there's anything remaining or anything, any procedures or process she got to go through. But, God, we're asking you to give her supernatural strength. God, we ask you to walk with her, even, God, if you have to carry her. She said her spirit is down sometimes, but God, continue to encourage her spirit. Continue to, Lord, help the prayers to strengthen her, encourage her when she doesn't know what to pray, God. Even if Sister Edie can give her that scripture, Romans 8 and 26, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that when we can't pray, that we can, your Holy Spirit can have utterance and pray on our behalf. So we're just asking for her to be continue to be strengthened, continue to be encouraged, and continue to be lifted at this time as she's going through this cancer process, that God will put people in her life that will let her know she can fight, she can get through it, because they said it's more of a battle of the mind than what actually the cancer in your body. So it's how you process it and how you go through it is how you come out this cancer. So we're going to believe she is shifting, changing her mind and her heart,
amen,
and her spirit, so that she can come through this as a survivor and a conqueror through cancer. God, we've been praying for Sister Edie as she's traveling back for Traveling Mercies coming this Monday. We're praying and believing that, God, that you'll bring her home to her family safe and well. We bind up any connection to her or her friend or anybody on this line for COVID-19, God. We pray that you just protect about her.
Yes,
and, Lord,
Jesus,
we've been praying for her
friend,
Lord,
that Jesus,
she's helpless today,
yes,
God. She's praying for the homeless, God. We're praying right now that, God, there's so many homeless, God, in every city, state, and nation. that there is homeless people, God. We're praying that, God, that there are better tools and organizations and opportunities for these homeless can have places to go so they can change and shift their lives and be able to be feeling a full part of society. We're asking for those who are part of organizations that now we're going into the winter months that they will continue to be able to get the supplies they need to help the homeless. We're just praying for their strength, their encouragement. God, they say that old saying, like, we can all be one paycheck away from being homeless. So let us never look down on them, God. Let us have respect to pray for them, encourage them, and those that can help, be there to help.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
So I know we got to get off the line, but please lift my daughter up, because I think in December they told her she had to be out of her apartment in December. And right now I'm just praying to God to overturn the situation or extend her contract or whatever she's on. And because I live in Atlanta, Georgia, she's in Charlotte. And I'm praying that she will not be homeless. So I'm asking y'all to please pray for her. Sherry. This is Minister Byrne. My daughter Sherry in Charlotte.
Oh, Sherry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you said for praying for her not to leave her home?
Yes.
Okay, God, we are praying right now. Mrs. Byrne has come again, God, Lord, asking prayer, God, for not for herself but for her child. Lord, right now, you know the situation that's going on with her daughter, God. For Lord, we're praying that this situation, that we know that we are in a pandemic and there are situations that people are having to deal with, loss of job, loss of income. But we're praying that, God, that people will not be selfish to want to put people out in the wintertime right now. We're praying for her situation as others to change. God, that you will bless whatever it is that she can get that ascension, but she can also, whatever it is, the shift in her income can change, God, to improve so she can be able to take care of her bills like she needs to. We're praying to believe in God that you can change and shift this situation around. We're believing, God, that her mother is praying on her behalf, but we're also praying for Sherry, whether she's saved. Lord, if she's not saved, deliver her, set her free, but let draw her closer to you.
God.
But she can also pray for herself to know that, God, I need you in this time. But thank you, Lord, for a mother that prays for her child in the name of Jesus. So we're praying and believing for change in this situation for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen.
There's a prayer request. This is Pastor Herbert. Prayer request for a lady named Mary that came by just before the service started, and her daughter had dropped dead in New York, and she has to leave out. Dropped dead in front of the children. She fell. She slept out of the room and down the hall and fell face forward, and the children tried to revive her, but also when they got ready to take her to them. Hospital. She's already deceased. So praying for her. She's broken. Mm-hmm. And she said that she has to leave out tonight. She's going to be all up all night trying to get together. And then her car stalled and somewhere last night and whatever. So she just has to, I guess, make some provision to get to the train station. So she's kind of broken, and it's in the relationship with the family up there is kind of
Jesus.
So it's a lot going on. So even when she get there, she's going to need prayer because the fact of there's a lot of chaos and confusion in the midst. We done prayed, but the more that prayer, the more we can put the enemy to flight. So we're just praying for her body, her mind, and also for the situation in the family.
Lord, Father God, we're coming right now, God. The word tonight was dealing with grief and loss, God, in the name of Jesus. And Pastor Hubbard is coming, God, on the behalf of Sister Mary tonight, God. She's just finding out something that we never want to experience in any time of life, God, to find out that her daughter has passed away, and it passed away so sudden, and God, in front of her children. So, God, we're praying right now,
Lord,
for that
mercy.
Mother. God, Lord, I can't imagine what she's feeling, but, God, we pray for her strength, even as she has to prepare to go long distance to get to her family in New York. We're asking, God, that you give her provision, God. You open doors right now for transportation and even any finances that she needs, God, to get her there, God. We're praying that you please send the angels before her,
Lord.
God. As Pastor Hubbard is saying, that there's confusion going going on with the family and issues. God, we're praying that, God, that you will calm the storm before she gets there, God, in the name of Jesus. Give her strength to do what she needs to do to get there. We're praying for those children, God. Pray for their adults that's there to help cover them and keep them and calm them until their grandmother can get there. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for, God, to just bless their mind, that they don't be so traumatized for all this that's happened, God. And we're praying that, God, that those family issues that's going on, God, that they will settle and slow down right now because of the thing that is that we should be focusing on the loss and how to deal with it, and especially having to deal with all this in the middle of a pandemic. So we're just praying for strength for Miss Mary and her whole family, God, and those grandchildren, as she has to go and proceed to go and deal with her daughter's death. So we bless you, God, in the name of Jesus, and we just pray for Pastor Hubbard as well, God, for her being on guard and being in place and position for on her post, God, to be there to help and pray for the young lady. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus, for inviting me. Thank you for inviting me to the prayer line. The word was good, and believe it or not, the same word that you gave was on the Bible study Tuesday night about grief, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And our time is not God's time. That's what the Bible said it was about. Tuesday night. So this word is being confirmed.
Amen.
So thank you for the invite.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Illy, God bless you. Thank God for the word. Could you pray for my mother and concerning, you know, things of the past, like unforgiveness and bitterness? Not only that, any hidden things that I don't see in my own heart, you know, could you lift me up in prayer as well?
And can I ask you this, please?
Brother Black, I'm sorry.
Mr. Black, okay. So your mother, and what's your mother's name, please?
Juanita.
Juanita?
Juanita Hunter, yes, ma'am.
Okay, Mother Hunter. And this is for forgiveness, and what was the other part?
Unforgiveness and bitterness. You know, things, you know, we hold on to in the past, from the past and things like that, even present.
Okay, and then keeping you in prayer as well, correct?
Yeah, what's in my heart that I don't see, and the things I see.
Praise God.
Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly, God, for Minister Black, God, in the name of Jesus. He's coming on the behalf of himself, but first and foremost, his mother, God, someone that he probably holds dear and precious, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For Mother Hunter, God, we're praying right now that whatever it is, and sometimes we all go through a process of unforgiveness and bitterness, and sometimes we recognize it or not, but God, the fact that he recognizes that in his mother, we're praying for her heart, God, that could have been broken in some type of grief or loss, whether we've talked about the different levels of grief and loss tonight, that God, whatever it is she's lost and whatever it is that pains her, God, we're asking God that her to let it go so she can free herself, so she can be free of the things that has happened in her past, God. Whatever it is, from a person to things or situations, God, I'm asking, Lord, that you pray for Mother Hunter to give it to you, God, because you said you would be there, God, and always and forever for the end, that you'll take this unforgiveness out her heart and this bitterness out her heart from the past. But we also thank you, Lord, for Minister Black, for his humbleness to say, God, if there's anything that is in his heart, God, that anything that he may not see or things that he does see that he needs to change within him, God, whether it be any of these things that his mother's dealing with or anything else where, God, even there's sickness or disease or situations that's in his life, God, we're praying that you have total healing for him as well as he's seeking healing for his mother. We're praying and believing, God, for their lives, their ministries, and anything that, God, that's connected with them. So we're believing you, God. We're trusting you, and we know your word will not go out void. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Are there any more prayer requests? Amen. Evangelist? Ely, we're going to ask you to dismiss us.
For a couple of people that I know that I have
A
friend,
go ahead.
Lydia, who just lost her mother about a week ago, also just finding out one of the ministers and sisters in Christ, her name is Minister Andrea Steele. that she just had a mini stroke this week. So I'm asking you all, I'm going to say a prayer, but you all keep her in prayer and her family. And also I have my friend, Minister Tanya Jackson. Her family had to deal with COVID-19, and it sounds like she had a very bad bout. And just praying for the whole body of Christ. So I'm just going to try to do a generalized prayer, but also put those names up for prayer.
And evangelist, before you dismiss us, I want to make an announcement, okay?
Give you thanks and praise and honor and glory for this night. We thank you for this conference this week. We thank you for the woman of God that has put this conference together, Dr. Dorsey. We're praying and believing in God and trusting for her healing in God, and continue to keep her body, keep her husband, God, can keep their marriage, God, can keep every endeavor, God. Bless every woman of God who has spoken this week and will speak, God, that you continue to strengthen and encourage them and lift them up, God, and anything that they or even myself, God, that we have to preach in spite of what's going on in our personal lives, God, that we still come with our war clothes on, that we're ready to do what you've called us to do in this season, in this hour. But we're believing and trusting that if anything that they need, God, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, anything, God, we're believing, God, and trusting that you will be there, you will provide, you will take care of. God, we're praying for every woman and man of God that's on this line tonight, God, those who might have requested prayers, but those who didn't, but they had a prayer in their heart, God. We're praying and believing and trusting that they just had a listening ear for the word, that something in this word, God, will change and shift us and mold us and make us and be a stronger women and men of God for you, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray and believe that you will continue to just lift them up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We even continue to pray for the women of God, Minister Steele, Minister Jackson, my friend Lydia Lewis and her family, God, as they have lost, God. We're praying and believing that, God, and trusting that as those women of God are going through different things, God, in the name of Jesus right now with their body, God, in the name of Jesus, or actual physical loss of death, God, we're praying and believing and trusting that you keep them, watch over them, protect them, God, and bring them through that journey. God, we're praying and believing that, God, as we leave this place but never your presence, we will always give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. God, I even pray for my child and other children that right now that's going through these adolescent ages right now that's going through different emotional, sexual, or different things that they're struggling with right now, their identity, God. We're praying right now for this devil that wants to have his hands on the youth. We rebuke every foul and clean spirit. We know that, God, that you are God that shall not lie, and they should live and not die and have purpose in this life, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for all those who are dealing with the pandemic, meaning the doctors, the nurses, God, the workers in the hospital, essential workers, God, those who have to continue to work and take care of their family, protect them and protect all of us, God, in the name of Jesus. As we have wisdom to move and go in and out dealing with this COVID-19, God, we're praying that, God, that those lives have been lost. Pray for those families that have grieved and didn't fully get the chance to grieve and say goodbye, God. And we're praying for those who are in the hospital beds right now fighting for their lives, God. We're praying for those who are at home, God, maybe in quarantine, maybe in quarantine by themselves or with family, God. We're praying for that they will have a full recovery. We're praying for change of the guards, God, will go smoothly, God. We pray that as we get excited about this new change and this shift, God, for our new president and vice president to come, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that all will go well, God. We pray that their lives will be covered. We rebuke every foul and clean spirit against attack. We pray that all that their members and cabinets that they bring together to lead coming in January will line up with their word and line up with what they've asked them to do. And we're just praying that, God, that you bless everyone's finances on this line. We pray that you bless that there, if there's anything that's loss of income, God, that you restore, God. If there's any health issues, God, even I know that things that I've been dealing with my body this week, we're praying that your anointing and your grace, God, and your love will cover all things. So we believe in you, we trust in you, we honor you for all that you are and what you do. Continue, Lord, let us stay humble. Let's continue to always worship you, endure you, despite the situations and the storms, that we will believe you and trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 I just wanted to make an announcement. We have two more nights of the conference, and tomorrow night we'll have Prophetess Dr. Mary Washington. She will come from Deborah, and her topic is Uncommon Leader. And on Sunday night we will have my biological sister, Evangelist Lois Chapman. She speaks from Anna, and her topic would be a model of spiritual devotion. And if you are available and come back and fellowship with us again the next word of God, to hear the women of God bring the word of God. I thank you. God bless you. And bless word. Bless word. Now, can you give us a benediction?
To God be the glory. Thank you again, Pastor Dorsey, for the opportunity tonight. I thank you for those who joined to listen. I thank you for just God being who he is. So just bring a close to this night, but continue for the next couple of nights for the conference, and then pray for all that believe and trust him and honor him. We'll continue to just know that God is able to do all that we need to do. Even just some things I have to say that I wrote a book called Out of the Darkness, and had the opportunity to do early this year, that God allowed me to release some of the loss and grief and some of the things and pain that I was going through in that book. And I just thank God I pray for him to continue to bring me back a place of continue to write and to continue to release, but also to bless others for the words that he has called for me in this hour and time. So I pray that you all will continue to pray for me as I pray for you. And as we close out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you for all that you're doing. We thank you for all that you continue to do. We praise you for your mighty love and all that you love us, God. You sent your son to die on the cross for us. But God, even as the word tonight, as we dealt with grieving sisters Martha and Mary, God, and the death of Lazarus, we know that, God, there's things we may deal with, but God, we thank you for the strength that you can provide to us to bring us through. So we thank you and praise you for your word tonight. We thank you for your most gracious goodness, and we ask you that you please cover each and every one of us, God. Keep us safe in this pandemic. Keep us safe with traveling mercies for anything that we may have to do this coming weekend, and pray and believe and trust you for all that you are and what you continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, and God bless, and good night. And again, I thank everyone for coming on the line tonight. Have a blessed night in the Lord.
You all be blessed. Have a good night.
God bless.